mother got a student suicide swing. Oh my, oh my God. Yeah, my mother got a student genocide swing. Oh my, oh my God. Yeah, my mother got a student suicide swing. Oh my, oh my God. Oh my God. Slam, bam, I come on the scene, but like gasoline, you can tell I'm in the tank, like money in the bank. I smell appealing, but I'm toxic, can send you reeling without an inkling. Keep you thinking, cause you gave cash to the feds, left your school district for dead, fucked you up in the head, but still they saying nothing's wrong, selling fire water by outlawing the bong. Still believing the system is working, while half of my people are still out of working. Anonymous notes left in the pockets and coats of judges and jurors from Frisco to Jersey. Threats and protests, politicians, mob debts, trumped up charges and phony arrests. Staged a lethal injection the night before the election, cause he got donation from the prison guards union. Oh my God. You and my mother got a student suicide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping genocide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God. Listen in to my stethoscope on a rope. Internal lullabies, human cries, thumps in silence, the language of violence. Algorithmic, cataclysmic, seismic, biorhythmic. You can make a life longer, but you can't save it. You can make a clone and then you try to enslave it. Stealing DNA samples from the unborn and then you coming after us because we sampled a James Brown horn. Scientists who's got this progress. A four-headed sheep is their latest project. The CIA running like they're Jones from Indiana, but they still won't talk about that Jones in Guyana. This ain't no cartoon. No one slips on bananas. Do you really think that that car killed Diana? Hell, I shot Ronald Reagan. I shot JFK. I slept with Marilyn. She sung me happy birthday. My, oh my God. You and my mother got a student suicide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping genocide singing. Oh my God. Politicians got lipstick on the collar. The whole media started to holler. But I don't give a fuck who they screwing in private. I wanna know who they screwing in public. Robbing, cheating, stealing, white collar criminal, McDonald eating. You deserve a beating. Send your home a weeping with the fat bill for your Caribbean weekend. But just about anything they can bust us. False advertising saying whores of justice. You telling the youth don't be so violent. Then you drop bombs on every single continent. Mandatory minimum sentence. Once he got caught with a pocket full of medicine. Do that again, another 10. Up in the pen, I feel so mad I want to bomb an institution. Singing, oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God. You and my mother got a sleeping suicide singing. Oh my God, and we say na 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 na, and we say na 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 na. See, we keep moving on, moving on, 'cause it never gonna stop us, no, stop us, no, stop us, no.
Good evening. Welcome to Conscious Living Radio 100.5 FM in Vancouver. I'm Tasha Sims. Andrew is not here today, and we are playing technical kind of charades, maybe is the best way to say it. Tonight we're talking about Carnaval del Sol, a Latin festival of culture and music that's coming to Vancouver July 8th and 9th. Our guests are Leanne Campbell and Paola Murillo. Leanne's doing the PR for the festival, and as a visionary and an entrepreneur and event specialist, she's perfect for this task. Her passion for listening to her heart leads her to support many community projects in diverse cultures, and her focus on the power of the positive generates exciting events, the current one being Carnaval del Sol. She's going to direct the fashion entertainment section and also bridge with Conscious Living Network to reach the hearts and minds of Canadians with vibrant Latin culture. Also joining us, Paola Murillo. She's an ideas dynamo originally from Colombia, who launches many events here in Vancouver, from the regular Latin American Networking Breakfast, Latin Innovation Hub, to the annual Expo Plaza Latina, and now Carnaval del Sol, which is in its 9th year. She's volunteered on the Multicultural Advisory Committee to the City of Vancouver, and as well launching Latin Vancouver, which supports communities, promotes culture, and connects businesses. Passionate about business herself, she was the sole Canadian invited to an event in India to speak about social innovation and women in business. So welcome to the show, you two.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Come in a little closer.
Thank you very much.
You are welcome. So before we dive into actually talking about this exciting festival, how about we hear a little bit about your personal stories and how you came to be working together to promote the cultural event?
Well, you want to go first?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
This is Paola speaking.
Yes. Yes. I have been in Vancouver for the last 11 years. So I consider Vancouver my home. And when I move, I actually have been living, as I just say, originally from Colombia, but I left when I was 16. Live in the United States, in Kentucky, then live in France, then come back, and then Montreal. So being an immigrant myself in many places, I do know what it takes for somebody to arrive to a new place, to adapt, and to find that that's your new home. Mm-hmm. And how to do that process. So it was that who drove me to create Latincover, an organization that I believe that is the plaza. It's a square. It's where people can see. And a plaza, if you have been in Latin America, you will understand that mm-hmm. that's that common place mm-hmm. where people come, arrive. They have dreams. They have objectives. It doesn't matter if it's culture or business. They have something, a passion that they want to do. So in that common place, that was the objective. And how can we bring the community together while we showcase our heritage, you know, while we tell people who we are, mm-hmm. where we're coming from? Because it's very hard if you try to do it by yourself. But if you're working together, you definitely can create something bigger. Mm-hmm. That's where I was like, how can we do it? And it was just going to be a website, Latincover, the online plaza. But then you have to create the space, right? And I was working for the federal government in communications, organizing the Olympics. That was in 2010. And I realized then that they say, well, we need to represent all the cultures in Vancouver. And I say, okay, I help you to organize the Latinos. And they're like, what are the Latin Americans? We don't have that many. I'm like, what?
How many do we have? One of the questions I was going to ask you, sidebar, do you know?
Yeah, we're over 125,000 Latin Americans.
Awesome.
And okay. Yeah, we are not like in one area. I think we are all over. We melt mm-hmm. pretty good. I would think so. But I do remember at that time they were saying, well, we cannot represent anything in Latin America because where are you guys? Mm-hmm. So that drove me to be like, oh, we are here and we also want to have a voice, mm-hmm. A voice to where we can bring something, you know, add mm-hmm. something to this beautiful place, mm-hmm. right?
And still express the essence of Latin culture.
The essence of the culture, yeah. Where we're coming yeah. from, what, you know, as you know, like, you know, the color, the essential, the passion, mm-hmm. all of that sometimes it can be a little bit foreigner for other cultures, you know, the you know, like we like the touching and mm-hmm. the, mm-hmm. so all of that sometimes for somebody who is coming from Latin America and they don't get that, they also it's like, what's happening? Do I have a problem? Mm-hmm. You know, remembering going in the elevator, I was like, why people doesn't say hello to me mm-hmm. in the morning? Mm-hmm. What happened? Mm-hmm. And it's okay, you know, I understand that you know, like it's not something that everyone is as expressive as us. So it's okay if it's not happening.
It's almost like every culture has its unique gifts.
Yes.
Right?
And I believe so.
And so offering your gifts, which I do think Latin culture, when people think of it, they do think passion, they think heat, they think, you know, color, those things that you're mentioning. And yes, good. It's very tactile and physical and
yes.
exciting and joyful, right?
Very good.
Yeah, it's super good. And as I say, every culture has something different, but to become comfortable in the fact that we are all different
yes.
and yet we're the same
yeah.
would be the piece that, you know, we're going to dive into what the festival is all about. But that would be my thought of an experience like this, spending
mm-hmm.
2 days immersed in a vibrant culture, that you're going to walk away with a sense of our connection
yes.
beyond it all as human beings.
And it's a lot more things that connect us, you know,
yeah.
like we, because we look for the surface and we're like, oh, we look different.
Right.
You know, I'm dark eyes, you're blue eyes,
right.
you know, what is the physical, right?
Right.
But when we see our essence, it's so much, you know, when I think about
yeah.
the Indian culture, Morocco, you know, they're all these different cultures. When I think about them too, I'm like, wow, we have that too in my culture,
mm-hmm.
you know, we do
mm-hmm.
care about that. We like the food is so important, you know, like
mm-hmm.
we got like our gatherings around food is
mm-hmm.
is something that's very beautiful. And then you see the Asian culture too. And, you know, so I think there are so many things that we have in common, but we don't understand, and we just see our differences.
That's right. That's right. And then Leanne, for you, what drove you to, attracted you to this project?
Well, actually, I just want to highlight something. You guys just talk about color, and you talk about connecting. I just think I'm very thankful, first of all, to be here on Conscious Living Radio. Good friend Andrew Resmer, I think he's done a great job in the community, and it's really the soul of his project is the reason why we're here today, is to give the conscious community an opportunity to connect consciousness into the diverse background with Latin America culture and the beauty of what they have to offer us, because the light of consciousness alone and that being there and us having the opportunity to come here, connecting it to our event was my sole purpose in knowing that consciousness would wake up also as a part of our new partnership. And I'm super excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Super excited.
And you personally, what is that the seed for you? Is it this, is the thing that juices you as a human being, this idea of rippling out what you just talked about? That you're,
well,
you're...
just being an empty vessel. I think my journey started when I was very young with meditation, and I started yoga when I was 15. It was just solely just to physically get fit. And then all of a sudden I stopped eating meat. I just couldn't look at it. My compassion rose inside me, and it was all from breathing, just breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I learned these words of ancient Indian wisdom of pranayama, pranayama, how it helped me to get present, how it helped me to witness. And over the years, about 20 years of all the gurus and all the masters and all the wonderful yoga teachers who's a part of our community now, a shout out to Asha, I'm very thankful to have you in our life, is the gratitude that led me into everybody else's culture and everybody else's opportunity to promote them as a business. And that's what I do. It's just a talent, a natural God-given talent of raising people higher
mm-hmm.
with awareness.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of where they come from or who they are, right?
I mean, as an entity.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a little piece at the end of your emails that I want you to comment on.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do that for us?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read it to our listeners because
yeah.
I think it's fantastic.
Yeah.
From Chief Seattle. And it says at the end of all her emails, when you know who you are, when your mission is clear and you burn with the inner fire of unbreakable will, no cold can touch your heart, no deluge can dampen your purpose, you know that you are alive. Why is that important to you?
Ah, I think it's it does define me in many ways. I think that since I'm really little, I knew I wanted to create something. I wanted to be here in, you know, it's like I wanted to find out that my life had a purpose, that I exist because it was something bigger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have been challenged many times within Latin Cover, you know, it's like, can this happen? Is this project really realistic? You know, like Latin Americans is, you know, like at the beginning, even my own community were like, well, Latinos, we don't work together. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you mean? Well, it's okay. Whoever wants to come is fine. If it doesn't, it's okay too. Mm-hmm. But I was challenged many times by people, by the, you know, finance situation and thinking about, can I keep going? Can I keep doing this? Because but it was something bigger than me, that it was a calling. Mm-hmm. And I many times I had to say to myself, you know, and I put the example of like Moses and the like, if you have the tools in front of you, it's because there are messages that you need to keep going. Right. If the tools don't exist, then that's a message for me to stop. So even that I was facing challenges, I was like, but I still find clues mm-hmm. where it says keep going. So I think when your mission and when it's something that you see it and it's you don't understand, but it's a calling. And no matter what, you have to keep going.
And so what's your mission?
It's to bring the community together.
Okay.
It's to have that voice and that people has a... they don't feel alone when they come to a new place, that they understand that they have that dream. They don't have to give up. You know, nothing is easy. But if you find that it's a place where you can be and that you can go for, like you can go, for, you know, like you can do it, why not? You know, it's that dream. That sometimes, and sometimes as a professional, you know, like when you move to a new place and you start doubting yourself of who you're, what is your talents? Because sometimes, and I see it all the time with the people that I work with, you know, they used to be an engineer, they used to be an artist back in their home countries, but they, when they come over here, it's kind of like they forgot who they are. Mm-hmm. Because it's as easy as taking the bus. It's completely different. Mm-hmm. So they feel like everything is from zero. Like they have to relearn everything. And they feel like they forgot who they are too. Mm-hmm. What is their mission? Because we all have a mission. But and I believe in that. Like we have, even as little as we can think, everyone has something to do here. And we have to leave that. But I feel like when somebody just start giving up that because they feel like here they cannot make it happen, mm-hmm. that is like, it's an emptiness. Like, I'm like, we are losing a talent. We are losing a soul which had a purpose. And we're going to, is because they start not trusting themselves. That's this platform here, and I cannot touch every platform, like, mm-hmm. I will do it with my community, which is right. the closest.
Right. And invite everyone else into it.
Everyone
so that
to
it
come
is
here. It's
even
for
bigger.
Everyone. Like, it's mm-hmm. not just for the Latinos. Like, always our language is English and what we do. And we have over 12 nationalities right now in the organization. And I love that mm-hmm. because it's how we can call this our home, but we know that sense of belonging, mm-hmm. right?
And can you talk, either of you, about a little bit about multiculturalism and how you see Vancouver in light of that? And especially today, in today's world, there's so much separation that one could see if one was looking, certainly mm-hmm. south, you know.
Yes.
How do you view Vancouver? What do you think is happening here or in Canada, either of you?
You know what? I think that I feel very lucky. When I was little, I used to dream to be in a place where when I was walking, people was speaking different languages. And I didn't know this space, this place called Vancouver exists at that time, but mm-hmm. that was my dream. And I'm here. That's when I'm like, oh my God, that was my dream. But I think that, I'm going to touch that while I'm explaining a little bit about Carnaval del Sol. People think that it's a big fiesta. And it is a big festival. I'm not going to say no. But when you are able to bring the culture and into a place called like Vancouver, you are helping to people to understand each other, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm very grateful with the Canadian government because they allow, you know, they help us, they fund us, organizations like Latincouver and other multicultural groups to celebrate their culture. So they don't forget where the heritage, while they show where they're coming from
right,
and
right.
they share that culture. So those spaces are very important in a place like Canada that is so multicultural. So people understand where these people coming from, what they do things. Oh, let's enjoy this food, you know, like, so if we create spaces where people understand each other, they say, while they're celebrating, mm-hmm. I think it creates a space of like brotherhood, you mm-hmm. know, like we mm-hmm. are
yeah.
together.
Yeah, and
I think
sameness.
We should talk also about it this time. While you talk about brotherhood, I think we should talk about why the feeling place is so important with the Latin culture, because the dance, first of all, makes you feel the sunshine inside you. I'm a Canadian person. I've come from a Canadian background. And when I hear people talk about people coming together and multiculturalism or how we can help the movement or the change in the world, the Latin move me. They move me. When I did salsa the first time, I felt like a lightning bolt in my body. Mm-hmm. When I did bachata, kizomba, tango, BC dance, shout out to you. Good place to be. But yeah, like, you know, when I did that, I was like driving all the way from Surrey down to Vancouver. And that is where slowly we connected. But slowly it was an opportunity where I've been doing PR in the community for a while, at least 10 years now, putting on fashion shows and entertainment shows and helping write in magazines. And some wonderful opportunities the Indian community gave me in Surrey. But while I've been building this bridge with Vancouver and Conscious Living Radio being a foundation for helping me, Andrew Resmer himself, I really had that opportunity to see growth with Canadian PR Association. The society actually is where the link was for volunteers. And that's where it all started with Lisa. Mm-hmm. And when I met Lisa, I mean, being a part of PR was fantastic. But when I went in there, it was like entertainment and sales and everything just, it just lit up a fire between both of me and Paulo as new friends and new entrepreneurs together. And we're super excited for our listeners to come out and to feel the color of Carnaval del Sol. Mm-hmm. Carnaval del Sol, the color. Feel this beauty of the light that's going to shine inside you when you experience our runways, the fashion that's coming. It's just effortlessly coming. The people are coming together. The makeup artists are coming together. The new designers are coming together.
And we're going to do exactly what happens at the festival for the second half of the show. If that's cool, we'll get into the specifics.
So talk more about multiculturalism, I guess.
But yeah, just to sort of wrap that up, I mean, there's a quote I want to read to you guys, and you tell me what you think. Canada is not a melting pot in which the individuality of each element is destroyed in order to produce a new and totally different element. It's rather a garden in which many have been transplanted, the hardiest, brightest flowers from many lands, each retaining in its new environment the best of the qualities for which it was loved and prized in its native land. Mm-hmm. What do you think of that?
I think it's beautiful, and I think it defines us very well.
Right?
Yeah, for me, Canada is my home.
Yeah.
You know, I keep saying I'm sharing my culture, I'm sharing Latin America. But if I describe this, I'm so proud to be a Canadian.
And Latin. So no one's asking you not to be. And that, to me, is the beauty of being Canadian.
Yeah.
Because in other places, part of your badge of becoming that nationality is you're, in a way, being asked to morph into the system and drop that identity.
Yeah.
And that's the opposite here.
Totally.
Which is,
and that's why I think it's beautiful that the country allows us to celebrate our cultures.
Right.
You know, because that's where it's an expression of us sharing.
Right.
While we don't forget where we're coming from.
Right.
One of the most touching things that happened last year to me was somebody who is from Chile, and he left when he was 4 years old. And he doesn't speak too much Spanish now, but he said, you know what? I went to the festival, Paula, and I wanted to say thank you, because I felt like my family wanted to forget a little bit where we come from. And we didn't talk too much about it. And then I went to the festival. I brought my nephew, who never has been in Latin America, and we were learning about our culture, where we're coming from. I was trying empanadas. I was so proud of my heritage. And I'm like, wow, I have been missing all of this.
Right.
So it's like he's like, I'm totally Canadian, but then I forgot, I remembered where
roots.
I'm coming from.
Yeah.
And that is so important because, you know, is that, I think it's a problem in another countries. It's like, you know, all the first generations, we come here with like that dream that I was talking about, first and second, right? But second and half and third, they're a little bit confused.
like, where do I belong? Where is, how come my mom is doing salsa or praying this way or doing that or go to that church? What do I have to follow? They start questioning things more. So if they don't have an understanding of where they're coming from, they're confused and they don't know who they should, like, do they remember and say, oh, like let's say in this case, oh, Colombia is my house, my home, or should say Canada. Mm-hmm. But if they understand that they are both and we are able to pass this to our, you know, our kids, they understand. Right. So they're like, okay, my home is Canada and I love Canada and I'm going to do everything for Canada. But like, now I understand where I'm coming from. Right. So it's a belonging feeling that I think that some of those places, they don't help them to adapt and understand their new home, that they don't love the new place. This new place. And then I think that we in Canada, we do an amazing job. And I have to say again, the government here helped a lot to that transition.
So who is Carnaval del Sol for? How about we say that and then we'll take a short little break and come back and say exactly what's going to be happening at the festival. So actually, who's it for? Who's invited?
If you see the tagline is when Carnaval del Sol, where we all shine together. That's our tagline. And that I think that is said it old. It's an opportunity for all of us.
All ages.
All ages. We have activities and we're going to speak a little bit later about that. But it's so much for everyone, an opportunity to be, to let it go, to feel alive. Anyone who wants to feel free and to enjoy and to have an experience, we want that person to come.
And celebrate.
And celebrate. We have things for little kids, for the families, for people who love music, food. All of that is going to be there. But to be honest, is to come up with that open heart and open to feel something new and experience.
Beautiful. Okay, let's take a short musical break. Michael Franti, my favorite, on Conscious Living Radio 100.5 FM.
Every single song is like a poem, you know.
That's right.
It's like words. No matter where I roam, well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. No matter where I roam, well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. See moms and pops be copulating, planting seeds and picking weeds for another season. Another reason for living, another reason for giving, another reason for loving and trying to stay out of prison. Cause everything in life can't be nice, and everything you want can't be got. But the lessons on being patient be causing the pressure to rise and make some people suicidal. Oh no, another soul has lost control, pulling back into the fold. He got strung out on the material, all the superficial initials upon his clothes. They make me wanna go spree, well, every time I see my family locked in jail. The economic can be the monocle. Oh, keep loving the soul. No matter where I roam, well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. No matter where I roam, well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. You see, people, I was so beautiful in love. That's why I'm reminded of life's precious moments every time I see lovers walking by the park. Close my eyes and I stop, reminisce. See a little baby sucking on his mama's milk. These silky smoothness of a loving caress, holding baby to breast, and blessing the world with another to test. Oh yes, oh yes, bang bang. I like to sing a little song dedicated to the people who would like to sing along. Cause every little song is little beats and notes, like every little lake is little trees and boats. All people deserve a safe and warm home, cause every single soul is a home. No matter where I roam, well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. No matter where I roam, well, we know every single soul is a poem. It's written on the back of God's hand. I want to show you something beautiful.
lovely. Right from the start, in a world torn apart, a baby's love, his fingerprints upon the heart. So many thinking, but never saying, why bring a child to this planet full of hatred? They might not make it like the youngest departed. Worst of all, they might become a part of it. Involved in it, perpetuating violence, violence, and growing up in silence. Seeing things they don't know how to deal with, and learning ways to try to cope with it, cope with it, cope with it. But not lose hope no matter where I roam. Well, well, we know every single soul is up home. It's written on the back of God's name. No matter where I roam. Well, well, we know every single soul is up home. It's written on the back of God's name. No matter where I roam. Well, we know every single soul is up home. It's written on the back of God's hand. No matter where I roam. Well, I know every single soul is upon. It's written on the back of God's hand. Come on, y'all. Ha-ha.
Can you hear that?
Yeah. Sounds good, y'all.
Hell yeah.
It's lovely, it's lovely. I'm starting to feel something here, y'all.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
what
starting to feel something.
What you feeling?
I'm gonna show you
what
something.
What you feeling?
I'm gonna show you something beautiful.
Show me something.
Ha 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 ha. It's lovely. It's lovely. Ha 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 ha. Come on, y'all. Ha 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 ha. It's lovely. It's lovely, y'all.
You're listening to Conscious Living Radio, 100.5 FM, Michael Franti right there. And we're talking about Carnaval del Sol and just about to launch into all the details of it because we're trying to inspire you to come on out. Leanne Campbell and Paola Murillo are our guests this evening. So let's start with the carnival. And I know there's more. There's a whole week of events before the carnival. But let's start with the thing that we started with. So that's July 8th and 9th.
Yes.
In Vancouver, where?
We're going to be at Concord Pacific. It's our third year to be there, mm-hmm. and right by Science World.
And it's outside?
It's outside, fantastic. So be prepared. And one of the big things this year is that you wear your colors. So we're going to have some contests and prizes for the best costume. And it's what inspired you to be in Carnival, because Carnival is very different in different cultures.
Right.
But whatever you made you think about Carnival, wear that.
You want people to dress up.
Yes.
And come as wild as possible.
As wild they can.
In
yes.
color.
In colors. Whatever they think about Carnival.
Carnival. Do it.
Like, it's totally different in Brazil, that is in Colombia, that is in
That's
Mexico.
Right. But what about even, you know, I have no idea what it's like there, but I know what it's like to feel like I'm in a carnival.
That's it.
I can
so
do that.
So that's your description. Of course.
And
that's
when
you
would
want.
That contest be?
That's going to be on the 9th.
On the Sunday.
On the Sunday. Yes,
Do
correct.
You know what time?
It's going to be around 8 o'clock.
In the evening.
Between 7 and 8.
Okay.
Yes.
That sounds like fun. What else? Let's start at the beginning.
So you see, that's so what we want is that when people come in, we're going to have the soccer tournament. We have around 8 teams are going to be playing. And still, if some people love soccer, there's still some spots left to register a team from
really?
Any country. Any country.
Any country. What
yes.
fun. What time does that start?
That's from the 2 days. On Saturday, it started 11 in the morning until 4 o'clock.
And what time's the beer garden open? Just,
ooh,
just saying.
Just saying. Yeah, we start at 11 in the morning.
Same time as the soccer game.
Yes, why
oh,
not, right?
Interesting.
But,
okay.
you know, the beer garden, touching that subject, is kind of like you will be in Ibiza. It's the same Ibiza. You know, I don't know if
oh,
some
sure
of you
know.
Have been there, but oh la la, it's definitely the time where you're going to feel is dancing, is the sun, is the ocean in front, is the, it just the whole atmosphere is perfect, the vibe. Yes.
Okay. And so then what? You've got different stages. You have a main stage, sub stages.
Yeah, so what we call it is plazas. So those areas. Plazas, as I mentioned before, is those squares, you know, where people connect. Mm-hmm. So we're going to have our sport plaza, and then we're going to have our travel plaza, where there's going to be some dancing. It's actually YVR who is supporting that. And we're going to have at that plaza, and the travel plaza, we will have the cookie demo show. So we're inviting 7 chefs that they're going to be they're from different restaurants, local restaurants, but they will be cooking Latin American food.
What restaurant?
Inspired. We have Siddhartha Indian Cuisine. He's amazing. We're so happy to work with him. And he's going to be doing Chilean and Peruvian food. Mm. We have other like Coco Loco. We have... I don't remember all the names of all the different chefs that we have, but the main thing is that they're going to be cooking with Latin American spices.
Nice.
And so if you come there, they're going to be given a little bit of their food too.
So you samples. Can sample.
Yes,
nice.
yes.
Nice. And speaking of food, there will be food everywhere that people can purchase.
Yeah, we have like over 30 vendors, food vendors. Food from Mexico, La Taqueria, which is, they're amazing.
Nice.
We're going to have food from Colombia, Chile, Venezuela, Brazil, Colombia, Peru. So, you know, Caribbean food too.
So come hungry.
Oh, yes. Please make sure to have, you know, to have your belly a little bit ready to try some delicious food as well. And so we have the food, we have the main stage, which is one of the big attractions every year, because we're going to have over 300 artists.
Wow.
That is...
And where they're from all around the world, too?
Yeah,
Latin artists?
Yes, there are some from the outside, but also local artists.
And local.
That's very important that they have some amazing... We have maybe for some of the people who want to listen in YouTube, we have our new song from Pirata del Sol, and it's Carnaval del Sol song, and it's on YouTube. That
so
one.
That's a song that was created for the festival.
Yes.
And they can listen to it online where?
In YouTube. Just go Carnaval del Sol 2017, and then they will
and
get the
song. And you'll hear the anthem.
And
which
then
is
you will
very
hear
cool.
the anthem. And it's very, very full of energy. We have a Son Pati, which is a Venezuelan band. We have Tren del Sur, which is more like rock. Again, like we have samba, we have pacifica, which is French, Latin, it's a mix. We have a band coming from Cuba called Adonis Puentes. They are coming directly from Cuba. We have from Argentina, we have Antangada, which is a band that is full of colors, and they are not like the typical, like it's... Oh, there's like clowns, but dancing clowns, and it's fun. It's lots of fun. You know, you will hear music from everywhere, from Latin America. We have Mingua, which is a local band from here. Tanga, which is also a local band. Breaking Boundaries is a mix of music, and they will be closing our show on Sunday night. But they are also like a mix of instruments. But they make you dance. For sure, you will be dancing until 10 o'clock at night.
Right. So the whole that's the whole point of all this, right? To
yes.
celebrate, to dance,
celebrate.
To enjoy the music.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know that the just universal connector is music. We don't even need language when
music
we open
food,
to music and food, right? Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And if a 20-year-old is listening or one of our millennials going, yeah, but I'm into electronic. I'm not really into this ethnic stuff. What would you say to them?
Well, I think that they will have, well, as music, we have music for all different ages, right?
Right.
So for sure they will be touched by the music. It's not just salsa, merengue, but we have that. But also we have the Family Plaza and the, like if they like arts, we have a space for arts, for the Urban Art Plaza. And we have around 25 vendors bringing their own handmade different
like
articles.
A marketplace.
Yeah, like a marketplace that we will have too.
And I know you were saying that there's still room for vendors. You're inviting other vendors if they'd like to come and participate. And actually, our listeners, if they have anything in the realm of if their work involves consciousness, you're saying, come.
Yes, please join us. So this year, I think the greatest gift in here, being here locally at Carnival, Conscious Living Radio for Carnival del Sol, is having the opportunity to reach out to all the listeners who are into health and wellness. We've taken our sports venue this year, and by the grace of Conscious Living Radio being one of our key support there, is for all of you to know that we want your consciousness to come and join us with whatever you're doing, whether it's healing, Reiki, Qigong, massage therapy, whatever it is. It's just, we want to be able to create that this year. It's going to be an expansion, and we still have time left for vendors to reach out to myself and to Paolo, either Facebook, if you're on Facebook, I can leave that at the end, and Instagram. We have a hashtag also this year. What's our hashtag again?
Sea Soul 17.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's our Sea Soul.
Sea Soul 17.
Yeah, so that's going to be our hashtag at Instagram. Some of the other main things we talked about a little bit with tourism, beer, wine, travel, arts, and models. There's going to be a lovely fashion show on the first day, which will be the 8th. Of July at 4 p.m.
What kind of fashion?
Oh, very beautiful. So this year, I was very lucky to be honored to meet with Pravesh Jai from Bombay in India. And they've got a great background. And they actually had a booth up with Indian clothing. But I said, I need something Latin. What do you have? So they have a line, which is called Blue Coral. And Blue Coral, it's all about, it's that glow that lives in one eyes. And it's really, these artists are very passionate. They've done runways in Milan and Paris and Brazilian-inspired and Bombay and now in Vancouver for the last couple of years. So we're super excited to support Canadian artists. And it's a one-of-a-kind fairy tale culture pieces.
Nice.
Bikini wear.
Of course.
That's okay.
Bikini
yeah,
wear.
Okay.
Well, I think that's the beauty of the Latin culture is you can get away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's colorful. So I want to leave some of it as a secret and a mystery just so that you will come out. But there is some pictures out online of some of the pieces that were on runways before.
Mm-hmm.
And some other things, a little bit about Pravesh and Jai's Blue Coral. It's a revelation of all that is handcrafted, exquisite and extraordinary. And it's in their conception of creation when they start creating this idea. So heads out to Pravesh Jai and them having the 4 o'clock stage. Now, as a director and putting this together with them, super excited and super thankful to Numa Model Management also. So we're dealing with some really good models who have some experience. And I've made a shout out where models who haven't had the experience to reach me online at my Facebook as Leanne Campbell.
Maybe spell your name too.
So
that
Leanne Campbell. Yeah. So L-E-A-N-N-E. Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, just like the soup.
So both for vendors, people interested in getting involved, or they're not sure. They go, well,
and
I do this strange
too.
Part of massage, and I... So they'll call you and talk to you. You're accessible,
fantastic.
You're reachable, and volunteers also. Anybody who wants to come, enjoy the festival, but also be of service, right?
Yes, 100%. And the beauty of being here and being a listener and building that bridge and just knowing that you have that umbrella. So I envisioned the umbrella of Conscious Living Radio giving us that shelter by having a chance to reach out to you and for you to accept yourself and come out and just let the world know your voice and your talents.
Because again, how many people come through this?
100,000? 100,000 exposure.
At least, yeah.
Yes, at least
and
to,
so
to
this is a huge festival, and for people who have perhaps never experienced some of these things, for them to have a taste of whatever it is your
what
gifts
is.
Are and what you offer
and to
would
learn.
Be
like,
amazing.
I think that's the opportunity that we create. Again, it's a plaza, it's a space. So mm-hmm. how can we mm-hmm. open this space for more people to mm-hmm. connect? That sometimes those networks don't connect in a normal day-to-day.
Right. Right.
So if we can create, please use us. You know, that's why we're doing this,
right.
To bring us together. Yeah, very important for me and for the organization. So
mm-hmm.
hopefully we will have a lot more people. I am personally, I'm very connected with exploring my personal, I will say conscious and spiritual
mm-hmm.
way of seeing life. And I sometimes I'm like, how can I bring things together? And when Leanne mentioned to invite us to this program, I was like, wow, this is like more to our life.
And I want to touch on that, but I want to make sure we've covered all the events and then
kind of at the end, talk
a little bit about this merger. Or really, I'd like you to broaden my understanding a little bit about consciousness and the Latin culture. But
right.
The invitation is open. It's been issued. Anything else you want them to know about with either the week coming up before Carnaval del Sol?
Yeah, well, within Carnaval, I don't know if we mentioned a little bit about the kids, but we have a lot of activities, a lot of free activities as well for the little ones to also, we want to entertain them. And it's part of the family, right? Like that's, again, touching about the Latin culture, that's, we don't divide the adults and the little kids, right? It's the whole thing.
The family.
So that's very important.
And there's no cost, right?
It's free. A free event. Yeah.
Did you hear that, guys? Free.
It's a free event. So everyone can come in with their family, with the little ones. And I'm positive, I can assure you that you will have a beautiful experience while you will be able to do and understand and share some fun.
Is it dog weekend. Friendly?
Dog friendly. Hey. Too. Yeah, we have actually one of our two exhibitors are promoting some pet and dog taxis. One of our partners. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah. So I guess because we didn't touch about the rest, for us it's very important. You know, the carnival is how we explore, like, it's the big thing. It's like the end, the big
culmination,
finale.
Culmination, yeah.
But we start actually on June 30 with, it's actually the 150th anniversary. Like, as Latinos, we wanted to celebrate as well the Canada's anniversary. So it's called Roots and Tights, Latin American Canada. And we were doing it on June 30. And then we're going to have on July 1st, I think that's beautiful, we're going to be at Canada Day Parade. Hopefully a lot of you will be watching
that. Where
is
that going to be?
That's going to be on Georgia Street at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, Canada, it's a celebration from the city, but we are very happy that we bring again the community together while all these other communities, and that's what you were saying, how we express multiculturalism. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the beauty. You see, in something that's called Canada Day, we're bringing all the cultures to celebrate Canada.
And say, this is who we are. So it's a we, not just an I.
It's a we. Oh, no, the beauty is talking about we. Yeah. So then we have Fiesta Blanca on July 2nd, and it's in a salsa cruise. So if you like to do a little bit of dancing, come with us, because we're going to be at the cruise dancing salsa.
So you need tickets, right?
For that one, you do need tickets. And they're welcome to visit carnivaldelsol.ca for all the information, and then we'll find the ticket there. We also going to have the Latin Film Night, which is going to be on July 4th. We're working with Vancouver International Film Festival. We're in partnership with them. We're going to have a beautiful film from Brazil that is going to be talking about the mix. It's a documentary between, like, the samba and the samba and zumba, and how is the mix with from New York, the jazz music.
Wonderful. Where will that screening be?
That's going to be on July 4th at the Van City Theater, where Vancouver International Film Festival is. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a Costa Rican film as well. And for last, we have a beautiful event on July 5th at Roundhouse, which is called Flamenco, Tango, and Wine. I'm so happy about this event, because it's like, again, that passion of what tango brings you with flamenco, that strength.
And where are the wines from?
And wine is going to be from Chile.
Great.
Yeah, so please make sure that for those you need a ticket too. But
and again, on the website, all through Carnaval del Sol.
Yes, okay. So everything is there, the Latin American Week and then Carnaval del Sol activities. Carnaval del Sol. Okay, happy to do that. So carnavaldelsol.com. Carnaval del Sol. Like in Spanish.
I'll do it one time too. We got a wonderful accent here with this lovely Latina.
Thank you very much.
Yes. So Carnaval del Sol. We have Carnaval. That's Carnaval. Del, it's D-E-L, and Sol is S-O-L. So we want you guys to check out that website, Carnaval del Sol.
Okay,
Thank you. You see my Latino accent after like 25 years.
I know you have a few more things. You've got an after party, a salsa after party on Saturday with Masacota, Latin jazz, which sounds really fun. And the one that I really want to go to, and when I went on the link, it did not take me to it. You sent me a link for this one. I went, oh, Sunday night there is the rap party with Tanga, Guatemalan fusion. And I'm thinking, what is Guatemalan fusion at Guilt & Co. in Gastown? $10 at the door. It's at 9 o'clock. The band starts at 10. And hopefully they'll get more information on the website.
Okay, because so that was one of the areas that we have taken out and we didn't get a transfer there. So I unfortunately had to notice the community that's happening.
It's not from us.
It's not from us. It's happening, but it's not part of our so that in the email, that's something that had to be edited. It's just something that recently got changed into another vendor, right?
Yeah.
Somebody else is doing it.
But that's okay.
But
it's still happening, and it's going to be awesome.
Well, for me, anything Latin, for me, even getting into this community... It's the sunshine that you feel when you're with the people.
That's right.
And it's the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a great downtown venue, so that's makes it really easy for people.
And that's the idea, to bring all this kind of Latino, Latin fun things that we can introduce all the audience. If it's possible, the more the merry.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Nobody owns inclusivity. It's like something you either radiate or you don't.
Of course.
So you've got all these musical acts. You've got DJs. You've got the music. Everything's free at the festival on the 8th and 9th. The cooking stages, stuff for kids, food vendors. And once again, we're really inviting everybody who's listening, if you feel that you've got a gift or a calling that you want to share, both with the Latin community and with people who come to that event, there are still booths available, and you can contact Leanne and have a chat with her, see what you can work out.
Leanne and Paolo.
Yeah,
she's directly live right there on Facebook, too. We're always ready to get our team is solid. That's what we want to let you know this year. This is 9 years, and we're going into our 10. We're expecting to expand this to a wonderful secret guest next year also, too. So as we get stronger, as we build, we want everybody to reach out to us. We want the billboards to reach out to us. We want everybody. In conscious way, if you're a listener and you meditate and you're out there in billboards or you're with any of the major music industry people, we want more people to join us and celebrate this life together as a unity.
So you're open to any creativity. If somebody's listening to you going, you know what would be great? You want them
to contact
you. Yes,
we love compact. Yes, we want lots of...
We've got 2 minutes, gals.
Yes.
What do you want to say? You've got like 2 minutes. Actually, Andrew and I love asking this question. 2 minutes to give your message succinctly to the world. Your message. What would it be?
My last message here before Apollo takes this would just be body, mind, spirit is a connecting of separatedness, a bridging, and oneness. So with your body, even though we're separate, and your mind, we're building the bridge together as we all connect. Let's come together as a soul. Carnaval del Sol.
Lovely.
Oh, that's so nice. I don't know if I can do better. No.
Well, you don't have to do better. You just have to do you.
You know what? I just want to really say thank you, you know, for giving us, you know, I'm very... honored to be here and to give us the space. You know, sometimes when I start, I feel like maybe the Latinos are not as important, but the more we grow, I start realizing how so much that we can bring and how much we can exchange between each other.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
This is a gift.
And inspire
each other. And I think that for me, thank you so much. I really hope that all of you can come. And please don't stop dreaming and making sure that whatever you have in your mind, you can do it. Like, you know, it can be, anything can be different. Like, things are difficult, we know, but, you know, no impossible.
Everything's possible.
Everything is possible. If it's a will, it's a way to do it.
That's lovely. Well, thank you both for joining me. We've been speaking with Leanne Campbell, Paola Murillo, who are organizing and promoting Carnaval del Sol July 8th and 9th here in Vancouver. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to leave you with a little bit from Paul McCartney. And in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. Have a good night.
Kind of like the skin on a drum, you know what I'm saying? I was born botanical, the soul of an animal. Deep beneath the layers, I sink my roots. No need for mechanical, I come strictly organical. When I need to feast, I look to the east. That's why I'm never scared of the beast. Even though they try to prey upon me, I'm protected by the one always greater than me. So now I revere to thee, because you want to see the contour of my mystery, the strength of my arches, the color of my conscience, and the way that I process my diction. Some fact, some fiction, some mystery, and some future fantasy. I'm the trunk that holds the branches, the leaves that do the dances. My flowers romantic, my love gigantic. From Africa, transcendental.
transplanted transatlantic. In the heat of the sun, I bring shade for everyone. Like the beat on the one, I'm the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. Fully marinated, and now I'm ready for the fire. So you can fire one, fire one, fire two. See, I've been fully marinated.
You're listening to Co-op Radio in Vancouver, 100.5 FM.
Fire two, fire one, fire two, fire one, fire two, fire one, fire two. See, I've been fully marinated, and I'm ready for the fire. See, I'm beginning to perspire, from deep within to the skin, yeah, the feminine and the masculine, the pieces of the puzzle. See me, reflections in the puddle. After the storm, the purple of the sky brings to mind another time. Residing below the waterline, life is fine there, human, divine. But in the years following, evil men came, swallowing everything in sight. Some learned to run, some stayed to fight. I kneeled to the soldier, said I would love to behold the magic in store there. She touched me on the shoulder. She said, in time, all is revealed. Box of light, be unsealed. Now listen to me, son. Be like the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. I keep on living with the fullness of the one, like the heat of the sun or the skin on the drum. Fully marinated, and now I'm ready for the fire. So you can fire one, fire one, fire two. See, I've been fully marinated, and now I'm ready for the fire. So you can fire one, fire one, fire two. See, I've been fully marinated, and now I'm ready for the fire. So you can fire one, fire one, fire two. See, I've been fully marinated, and now I'm ready for the fire.